So Brent, this is your idea. So I'll let you tee it up. Why you chose this, which it seems like you had done this well in advance of this being last episode.
Yeah, so I think I've mentioned it maybe once or twice previously and on a previous podcast too, that there is an inspiration I read in an article of a gal who created playlists off the most random things that link songs together. And I was listening to a couple songs on, I guess, one day that ended up sticking like a couple songs together based off of singers that go woo in the middle of songs. And this is, I think, when we, as we kind of talk through this, I think there's a little bit more detail in terms of what that woo actually means. So we had kind of gone back and forth, you and I, Brett, about like songs whose lyrics are woo, versus like, I think the way that I started creating this playlist is more of like an improv woo,
Like,
where.
wait, what is an improv? Oh, yeah, like a little bit of like woo, like
Yeah, like
before
in the middle
something
of the
happens.
song. Yeah, in the middle of the song, the singer gets a little loose and goes, "Woo!" Right? So that's what this playlist is more or less like. And it's funny as you start to think through some of these songs. Like, I mean, you could talk about your experience trying to figure out what songs go woo. Some of the bands that you think would have it don't actually do it. And maybe we'll talk about that after the first song break here. But
So give me the so this was this the first one that like started the trend, the first one in your playlist?
So this, I mean, and I think this, I haven't gone this far into this genre. I feel like there's got to be more out there that do it, but so it's Refused, who's more of like a, they're more of like a post-punk kind of band. And so their lead singer sounds a lot like the lead singer of The Used, right? Like he's very loose, but if you think about it, obviously he's recording in a booth. And so when you listen to the song, when he comes down and he goes woo, it's, I mean, he's a little unhinged in the booth. So yeah, this is kind of where it started. So yeah, let's give this a listen and then we can go from there.
So Brent, you're making a good point in the middle of the song. Where, in fact, does the woo come in?
When the lyrics actually start, which in this song, I think it's
It's
about
five
to come
minutes.
up.
It's about 5 minutes, so it could be a hot minute.
It
There it is. Give the people what
There's
they
your
want,
first
man.
woo.
There's your first woo.
Yeah,
You
man.
know what? As I hear that, so like I had a it's surprising that I had a really hard time at first finding songs with woo. 'Cause like I had a whole bunch of thoughts that came through like immediately. I was like, oh man, this is the perfect woo song. And I'll talk about it, but I'm not gonna play it because it doesn't count. But there's a song called Wordless Chorus by My Morning Jacket. I was like, the whole song, he's just making those noises and just going, ooh, the whole time at the back end of the song. Turns out, when I'm trying to like be specific with this podcast, he never once, I swear to God, I listened to this song 3 times in a row, listening for a woo. He never says woo, he says who. So every time he's like, who, I'm like, damn it, you're so close to saying, why can't you just, I'm like, surely. I listened to it 3 times because I'm like, surely in the middle of one of those whos, he's got a woo thrown in, not a single time. And I was so disappointed. I was like, man, it's just like, it's woo adjacent, just like absolutely barely. And so I kept going down this path of like, I was like, all right, my Orange Jacket, Jim James, he's definitely a Woo guy. I think I went through their catalog. I know he says Woo at some point in their songs, maybe not even from a chorus standpoint, but from like a lead in to a solo or outro from a solo or something like that, where he's just, you know, like really, really feeling it. So I started thinking of all of those bands that like, who, there's got to be people who just do this. That's part of their repertoire. Like they're just constantly saying, yeah, Woo.
Right.
And as I played that song, I am guaranteeing you that Rage Against the Machine, Zach De La Roca is absolutely saying Woo at some point in one of his songs. I don't know where. I'd have to search for it. But it's there.
I think this is a funny point because you say that. And if you think about lead singers that interject a lot of improv into their sing, again, lead singers that are a little more loose in the booth,
right?
Dave Grohl would be the same way.
Yes.
Josh Homme would be the same way.
For sure.
When you work with them, they don't say Woo.
No.
Dave Grohl says yeah. I'm pretty sure De La Roca says yeah.
Yep.
Josh Homme does a lot of grunts.
For sure.
So this is when you hear Woo. It's a very specific sound that I, for some reason, like you said, you think there's gotta be catalogs of singers out there who would supposedly do it, but
oh, for sure.
It's far more rare than you think.
So to that point, and so I'll note that there's a song on our playlist that we both immediately thought of, I'm sure, because it's in the name of the song. So it was the first thing that popped in my head. I was like, well, it's there. It's literally part of the song. It's part of the hook. It's the name of the song from Busta Rhymes. We'll play that in a little bit. But to the point of the people who go Woo all the time, there is one person 100% in almost every one of his songs does it. And I'm going to play it and you're just going to be like, yep, why didn't I think of that?
You know, I was wondering.
This is the most fantastic. This may be the original of Woo.
The force has got a lot of power. And it makes me feel like that. It makes me feel like that.
Come on. That's the original. Like there may have been like singers, you know, who were like scatting in the like 40s and 50s, like jazz singers who were saying Woo. But like he brought Woo to the mainstream, and it is distinctly Michael Jackson. There's oohs, there's a lot of whos. That Woo though is like etched in my memory from a kid. Every time I hear that song, I don't think about the rest of that song. I think about the beginning of that song when he just is just like so happy to like start singing and letting you know like what he's about to throw down. I like absolutely love it. He's the first one that I was like, there's a category of singers that just this is them. I mean, he obviously takes it beyond that, but Michael Jackson is like the go-to. If you need a Woo, if this ever comes back up again and you have this conversation with someone, be like, yeah, Michael Jackson, just go.
So press point counterpoint, right? if you say Michael Jackson in that, let's just assume he says Woo. He could be saying who, whatever. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. James Brown, I think, is the same thing. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to think who is like high energy funk is going to be doing that, right? Yep. I mean, does Bruno Mars ever say Woo?
He's got to right? Say Woo. Like, definitely.
I mean, maybe that goes back to our last little segment where it's like singers that you would assume say Woo, but don't.
Right, right.
So I would say the way that I started kind of listening to music to like find this, first off, it was totally just inadvertent. I have a playlist that's just like my catch-all, and I just throw something in there when I actually hear it. But there's, I think, again, there's the two dimensions. One of them is like when it's part of the lyrics, like you were just mentioning with our hip-hop artist that's coming up later. Mm-hmm. And then there's ones that like are kind of a mishmash of the two. So the next song that I want to play is by Manchester Orchestra, and it's on their last album, but there's a like in between the verse and the chorus, he does do a little bit of the, like you were talking about with My Morning Jacket, mm-hmm. a little bit of hoo hoo hoo, like a little bit of melodic hooing, mm-hmm. and then like at the very very end of the song, when they get into that point, everything builds and gets bigger, just like that whole album. It's that quiet loud type of song, mm-hmm. builds, and then he just like screams woo from the top and then drags down like a whole octave as he goes into the next like drop of the chorus. So
so where in the song should I start to hear the woo? The most the definitive woo of this song.
Yeah, so the definitive woo, if you start playing from like 3 minutes,
okay.
This song is just shy of 4 minutes long, okay. And it's right at about 3 minutes is when it starts building again. And then you can hear the big woo.
All right, well, I'll play it right now.
Stay quiet. There it is.
Oh, that was spot on. Yeah, he's feeling it right there. That's improv in the studio. That was, that was a good one. I like the really long woo, because a lot of them they're like just like little exclamation points of a woo. Which who know? First off, let me pull a step back, thinking about the conversation we're having right now. We're literally getting into the details of like the finer points of people saying woo within a song and when we like it and how it should technically be used. A long woo like that works perfectly as like a build of just a really long, slow, loud song where it needs to be like a waterfall, right? He just builds up and kind of drops out the woo versus, you know, Michael Jackson, who's kicking things off, or James Brown, to your point, is like kicking things off to start a song with that woo. Or which will be, I don't know if it'll be one of my next one. I got a couple options here. But I would say that the next step from that is like when you put it in part of the song on purpose, right? I feel like everything we've played so far was definitely on accident. Like that last one, on accident. Michael Jackson in the studio, he was definitely just like feeling it. So So the one that I'll play, and again, it was another one of those artists where I just feel like they do it a lot, is Alice in Chains, Layne Staley. I never really listened to a ton of Alice in Chains, like their normal albums, but I listened to their Unplugged album so many times. Like, I don't know. It's just like it's not a comfort album. Cause listen, it's about heroin and depression and like drug habits. It is not a feel good album, but it's like a comfort album to me because of like the texture of the sound. And like, it always reminds me of like the middle of winter and kind of like everything's a little bit somber and it just like fits that mood perfectly. But anyways, I was thinking of this and in the song Nutshell, he's got like a perfect kind of woo as part of like the chorus. So this is where we're starting to get into people like My Morning Jacket and Jim James, where they're building it as part of the overall song. And then it's not necessarily just an exclamation point. And he starts off a lot of this song with a lot of oohs and kind of groany stuff. Layne Staley just does a ton of like the best groany, you know, wanderings of his voice, but right about like 3 minutes and 25 seconds in this song, he gives his distinctive Layne Staley woo. So let me pull that in here. All right, there you go. If I can't be mine, I feel better. I feel like that's a woo, like a soft W.
That's
a... It's close. I listened to it a couple times. I was like, is he saying woo or ooh?
I mean, it's totally a woo.
It's a woo, but it's a real soft woo.
So there's a... I have another song on my playlist that I've been on the fence about. We don't have to play it here, but it's the same thing where I feel like it's a melodic filler rather than an improv woo. Mm. I think it qualifies, but it's also, it is like the research of of wooing, right? Like, I think it's fun and it amps up the song when there is like this like compulsive woo rather than like a, I'm putting in woo as the melodic filler. And so one of the ones that I have in here, and I'll switch up to another one from the same band that I have on the playlist, but Take Control by Weezer. It's off of Maladroit, so it's one of the harder songs on Maladroit, and it's great, but I think the whole wooing piece is totally part of the song. Mm-hmm. Like, it should be included in the lyrics. It should be included in the insert, right? Because it actually is, he's actually saying woo, and he's actually hitting notes, like prescribed notes with the woo, mm-hmm. Much like Layne Staley is doing in that one, which, again, I can't disqualify it, but it's also like, I feel like the woo that I've always been like looking for, and this, if I was to compile this playlist, I feel like I could have like a grab bag of songs that would just get you kind of juiced right off the bat, because you got someone going like, woo,
yeah,
I'm ready right. to go.
A right? lot of most rap songs at some point, the hype man, Flavor Flav, I'm pretty sure that's his job. I haven't done the research to dig into his lyrics,
sure,
but I'm pretty sure like 75% of his repertoire is repeating what someone says or throwing in a random woo or who to emphasize whatever the other dude was rapping at that point. Like, for sure.
I mean, Ludacris plays both sides of that coin, and one of his catchphrases is who.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It is like, that's it. So I'll say, so to like transition that, and this, I think this is a pretty good dovetail. If you think about like Layne Staley again, hitting the woos of particular notes that's actually in the song. Weezer has that example. But then they have like Pinkerton on that whole album is so, to me, I love that album because it just feels so loosely constructed. Like they're just throwing sound in a direction and it works on every song that they do.
Right.
So that song, No Other One, starts with a whole like, it sounds like a woo, but it also could just be like someone gritting their teeth and screaming. Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But that's again, it's the feeling. It's like, we're just revving everything up. And then the song just like peters off and like takes care of itself.
Right.
And I feel like that's again, like what I had always kind of been looking for in those woo songs of like, if someone is like making a whole shitload of noise just at you, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden it makes sense and you could get juiced because of it, then I think, I mean, that's pretty incomparable to pull off in a studio, let alone in a concert.
Well, and you know the other thing too, with before I play the song, and you're saying it's right at the beginning, right of No Other One.
Yeah, it's right.
The other thing is like, when they go to play this song in concert, it's such a specific woo that everyone in the crowd is also singing that woo at the beginning of the song too, like for yeah, sure. For when sure. it's just exclamation points, that person can kind of throw it in there, whatever. Like Flavor Flav, you ain't following when he's throwing in a woo because you don't know what he's doing anyways, but it's just like being interjected throughout the song whenever he's, when you play this Weezer song, yep. everybody's singing that woo, and you know they're doing it at every single concert. So let me play No Other One off the Pinkerton album. Yeah, but I have to say, that's a who. Can we? I'll do a rewind.
Oh, you think
let's,
so?
Let's get another listen to this. This is a who. That's a who, man. That's.
I don't know. I feel like there's a soft J in there.
It's got it. You know what? I'll take it with this soft J.
It's a W-H-O-O-O-O-O.
It's close. You know what? I'll give it to you because they're not putting it in the liner notes. But if they wrote it out, it would probably be a W-H-O. You're right on that.
It's got to be difficult.
So,
but the thing about that song too is that like it starts like that, everything's just like revving up, and then that first verse is like lullaby music.
Right.
So mellow. It goes from that to like, we're just gonna like put out a tiny little song. Mm-hmm. It's no big deal.
So I don't think any of the other songs that I had on my playlist are more of the exclamation point. Oh my God, I can't even say it. Exclamation points. And I'm trying to decide which direction to go. So we'll end with our combo song. We'll play that last. But let me also serve up one thing that we had talked about in Slack before we really started moving. The immediate disqualifier from this is Blur, song number two. And for those of you who have no idea what Blur song number two is, you all know Blur song number two. Within a shadow of a doubt, it is 2 minutes long. And anyone who is, let's say, over the age of 25, I feel like, God, even that might be a little young. But like, say, at a minimum threshold, anyone who is above the age of 25,
yeah,
100% knows song number two. And I'll play it, and we might as well go into our next combo song. But this is the first thing that I think people of our generation, and maybe a little bit younger, what they immediately think of. And I'm going to play it, and everyone's going to know it.
Yep.
This will be a good transition to my next song. I mean, there's lyrics that you don't understand, and then he says, woo-hoo, the whole song.
Yeah, he says woo and who. I mean, he's like...
Yeah, for all the other but... podcasters out there that are doing the opposite of the song, which is the Who podcast, they're also playing song number two by Blur, like, for sure. And I know when you search it, nobody searches song number two unless you, like, are a fan of Blur. Everyone just literally goes on to Siri and says, Siri, who sings the Woo Who song? And song number two by Blur comes up every fucking time. Like, I guarantee it.
I guarantee if you tried to find songs in this classification, like, to add to this playlist that we're talking about today, and you're just like, lyrics woo, I guarantee somebody out there has just written that literally out in like a Reddit thread or like a Quora thread or something. What's that song where somebody goes woo?
It's yeah, song exactly. So the next one that I'll do, it's a hard one. So one of my favorite, probably my favorite songs of all time, definitely one of my favorite classic rock songs of all time. Another person who is definitely an improv woo fan, and I'm sure he's included in chorus, Mick Jagger, Rolling Stones, definitely far and away, my favorite Rolling Stones songs is Gimme Shelter. And immediately starts out with him, and it's not an exclamation point. It's more of a Michael Jackson-ish who, where he's just like feeling what's going on. It's kind of chorusy, but it's just like a feeling that he's thrown out. So I'll play that. But this was another one that kind of immediately popped in my head. Once I got out of the way of myself, like it was like me searching for stuff that I thought had woos. And then you find a couple, and then you're like, and then it starts snowballing, like all of those other songs that you know for sure had woos in them. So Gimme Shelter has one,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure, like right at the beginning of the song. Like that's a, I'll give it a playback. So I think he says who the second time, but the first one is definitely who. The after the first one, I think they might be who's, but that first woo that he gives, and I'll give it a rewind to for all the folks at home. I'm pretty sure it's a woo. You can tell me I'm wrong. Tell me that's not a woo.
I don't know if I can discern a consonant sound at the beginning of that. I don't know if that's a woo or a who, or just an ooh.
I feel like there's a definite, again, the soft J at the beginning. There's a silent, maybe barely audible woo to start things off. And then he goes into the who's from there. But again, that's one of those songs that just immediately popped in my head as a person, and definitely the song that has just the woos all over it. Throughout the whole song, which is what makes it so, like, I don't know, such a good song, and it just builds up so well. And it's got, I always think of like Apocalypse Now, because I'm pretty sure it's in that movie, and of like the helicopters flying and stuff going down in the 60s, you know, Vietnam and all that. But that woo is one of my favorites.
I feel like that's the soundtrack for like all of Ken Burns documentaries for sure. About Vietnam.
It's all of it.
Right? It's got to be in there like
black and white times. Footage of helicopters over palm trees, dropping napalm, stuff like that, is in Rolling Stones. It's just all that stuff. So what do you, so transition yep. off that. What do you want to play next for the folks?
Well, I mean, I may just like cite some songs here before we get, let's move into hip hop. I think there's some other songs out there that I've got on. Yeah. Yeah. There's some other songs that I got on my playlist that I think hit some of the categories of Wu that we've already hit. Right. So I've got another Refused song. There's an Eels song on here. That if you ever, I mean, if you've heard Fresh yep. Blood, you know mm-hmm. that piece. Like he just gets into like the mm-hmm. blues man mm-hmm. style Wu, where he just like feels it in the middle of the song. I've got a 311 mm-hmm. song on here because I'm cool like that. But like Creatures does the exact same thing that Manchester Orchestra does, where there's like a little hint of it throughout the song, and the very last chorus just blows it out of the water. Like it's an actual mm-hmm. improv Wu. And then, you know, there's, I think the Black Keys song that I got on here, Low High, is one of the ones that like Black Keys along with like the White Stripes or the Rock mm-hmm. on Tours, along with like Radio, those are artists that I, again, would have like pegged for having Wu, like spontaneous Wu's when in songs. Like Jack White doesn't do it at all.
I went down the same path.
All. Like, you can't, oh man. And like he is so loose. It's the same thing with like Cage the Elephant. Like they're so loose in the booth, yet it's like none of it has anything to do with like interjecting an improv Wu. But in the beginning of Low High, Dan Hubbard, like right off the bat, just drops it.
Right.
I mean, like two bars in. And that's like the only song that I think I've ever heard it in the Black Keys. So,
but he's definitely incorporated into the live stuff. I think it may not be in the albums as much, but to your point,
for sure,
there's like a certain category of rocker that is doing like the people removed that you think would do it. Like there's a certain category of rock that it just like fits in so nicely with as like those exclamation points or just those punctuations in the yep. song. You're totally right. I immediately searched White Stripes, Raconteurs, Dead Weather, like all of that stuff, and couldn't find a single. And then at that point, I was like, I've spent way too much time thinking about this right now. Like for one single, I was like, I got to move categories, or I'm going to just like only be listening to White Stripes for like 10 hours straight, trying to find a Wu and like drive myself absolutely crazy. I almost went down that rabbit hole and then I had to pull myself back. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, so I think that to like transition this to hip hop, like the way that like, I think you're in the same bucket because like we've played all rock songs to this point. And I think we're kind of funk, right? Like if you throw Michael Jackson in there, it's like pop funk. If you think about it on the hip hop side, I think you start going down the same paths that I was talking about earlier, that the artists that you would think do it, because there's a ton of improv or extra lyrics added into in post-production. In hip hop, don't mm-hmm. necessarily do it. Like I would have pegged Killer Mike for doing it, but like his trademark mm-hmm. right? From his RAP album, like you hear all over the album, but you never hear Wu. He does have a song called Ric Flair, so there's mm-hmm. Wu's in the background. But again, it goes into like that's lyrics, right? That's not him going Wu. And so, and then like with hype men, a lot of times like hype men aren't saying woo. They're like throwing out catchphrases. Yep. They're throwing out yes. They're throwing out expletives. they're just throwing out whatever. But for some reason, woo isn't like one of them.
Except for this one. Except for Busta Rhymes. And here's the other thing.
Exactly.
With this song, which is woo ha, which it's made me happy to see this on both of our playlists. I don't know. I can't think. Maybe he does. I can't think of other songs where he's doing it. Like I don't immediately think of Busta Rhymes, except for this song, with him doing a woo at all. I mean, he's definitely not just throwing woo ha in any of his songs outside of this song either. Like maybe he did it in some Tribe Called Quest stuff, because you know he like comes in some of their early albums and he's just throwing in some verses randomly. Maybe he does it in there as kind of like him trying to be a little bit of hype man and get his name in the game and throwing in some verses, but I can't think of him doing it. And then he just has a whole song where it's the crux of the song is woo ha, and it gets you so amped up, and I love it.
I think that's one of the things, like, I'd have to go in and, like, listen to more. Again, like you said, I don't think he does it in any of his songs in his library, but, like, because this is such a big song in his repertoire, I'm pretty sure he throws it in on his guest verses. So, like you said, with Tribe Called Quest, when he's not the main guy, when he starts showing up on other people's music,
he's got to have Lose thrown it in there again. Right? And now like a total sidebar from this, and I don't want to go too far down this rabbit hole. If you listen to the progression of Busta Rhymes as a person, his voice gets lower the bigger he gets, like physically gets. Like if you look at pictures of Busta Rhymes from this album, The Coming, or from when he was on some of those really early Tribe Called Quest albums, he is not a big dude. In fact, on the first couple albums, he's like wearing a wife beater and he's like a skinny dude. He is so beefed up now. He obviously lifts weights all the time, but as he has done so, and I'm sure smoking weed is probably also why he's lowering his voice, but his rapping starts in this upper octave, and now he's so low and guttural. I immediately think, like, him lifting weights and probably smoking weed has lowered his, like, normal speaking octave, like, two octaves below where he started when he, like, wrote this song. I know this is a total sidebar, but tell me I'm not wrong.
I mean, Trent's a hell of a drug, right? Yeah, no, you're not wrong. I don't think you're wrong at all. But again, like you said, as he gets bigger and as he does probably more Trent, like, I mean, come on. Testosterone.
It's going to happen. But I thought that raised your voice. Like, maybe that's steroids. Maybe testosterone lowers it. I don't know. But the size of his biceps grew, is increasingly lower as his octave went, for sure. So, all right. So we're at about 35 minutes. I don't want to keep the people listening to us wax poetic about Woo for too long. So we'll end it with this. Thank you, Brent, for coming on. This was awesome. Tug was supposed to be here, and he sent me a message in the middle of this and was like, hey, totally forgot. I don't even have my playlist ready, which I'm sure he could spitball like while we were doing this. And he forgot and he was watching a movie. I was like, we'll just catch you the next time. So more than welcome to join. If you're listening to this and you've actually made it to 35 minutes, congratulations. You can tolerate Brent and I talking about Woo for 35 minutes is honestly kind of an accomplishment, if I'm being perfectly honest. So we'll post link in the Slack channel of the songs that we played here. If you need a Woo recommendation outside of these songs, we've got them in spades. So just let us know. I'm going to end with I'm not going to play all the way through to get to the Woo-ha from the beginning of the song, because there's a bunch of verses that happened before. But I'll just play you kind of right into the name of the song, which is Woo-ha, Got Y'all in Check by Busta Rhymes off the song, or the album The Coming. Enjoy it. Enjoy your quarantine. We're going to come up with another episode about who knows what. And the rule is, if you suggest something that we should talk about on this podcast, number one, you should probably host it. Or number two, you're being immediately qualified to be in it. You can't just suggest something and then be like, you guys do that. And like, no, it was your idea. So just know that's coming. Here's Woo-ha with the Woo-ha from Busta Rhymes. Your shit making you bleed, just be more. But I never know the exceed. Need more information, homeboy, than just weed. You can't be known about the pure greed. Do the normal guys, my duty, and my seed. I step up in the place, and yo, I step correct. More on the check, I got that head knock. She never knew it, yo, that. More on the check, and you know we come through to make that disconnect. That was perfect, but side note before we end this, what you were noting about Busta Rhymes, it's the he does that a lot in his songs. In the background, he went into the studio after the song. Like, let me get my tracks, get some of those, and then just
Chance the Rapper did the exact same thing on on his Acid Rap album, and then he stopped doing it after he got like reborn.
That's probably like there's only so much whatever, of it you can do,
right? So
All right, folks. Brent, this was great. We'll post this up soon. Thanks for joining. This was a lot of fun, buddy. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Likewise. Bye. Thanks for having me.